हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय राधा माधव राधे, जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे। जय राम कृष्ण जय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। शृण्वता स्वकथा कृष्णा शून्या श्रवणकीर्तना हृदय अन्तो अस्तो अपि अद्भद्राणि विद्नोति सुरत्सतां नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू रीड फ्रॉम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 7 वर्स नंबर 7 एंड 8। सो विल रीड वर्स नंबर 7। मैं अकेले ही पढ़ूंगा। हाँ मैं अकेले ही पढ़ूंगा, बाकी लोग पढ़ने वाले। एवं कर्म विशुद्धाया विशुद्ध सत्व सांतर हृदयाक्षया शरीरे ब्रह्मणि भगवती वासुदेव महापुरुषे रूपप्लोक्षणे श्रीवत्स कौस्तुभवने मला मालाग्री दरद कदादिभि उपलक्षिते निज पुरुषारिल लिखितेनात्मनि पुरुषा रूपेण विरोचमने उच्चिस्तरां भक्तिर अनुदिनं एदा मना राज रया जायता। सो वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग। एवं तस कर्म विशुद्धया बाय ऑफरिंग एवरीथिंग फॉर द सर्विस ऑफ सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड एंड नॉट डिजायरिंग एनी रिजल्ट्स of his pious activities, Vishuddha Sattvasya of Bharat Maharaj whose existence was completely purified. Antaridaya Akasha Sarire, the super soul within the heart, as meditated by yogis. Brahmani, into impersonal Brahman, which is worshipped by impersonalists. Jnanis, Bhagavati, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vasudeva, the son of Vasudev. Lord Krishna, Mahapurusha, of the Supreme Person. Rupa, of the form. Upalakshane, having the symptoms. Shivatsa, the mark on the chest of the Lord. Kaustubha, the Kaustubh gem used by the Lord. Vanamala, flower garland. Aridara, by the disc and conch shell. Gada Adibi, by the club and other symbols. Upalakshite, being recognized. Nija Purusha Hrit Likitane, which is situated in the heart of his own devotee, like an engraved picture. Atmani, in his own mind. Purusha Rupena, by his personal form. Virocha Mane, shining. Uchchaistaram, on a very high level. Bhakti, devotional service. Anudinam, day after day. Edhamana, increasing. Raya, possessing force. Ajayata, appeared. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada. In this way, being purified by ritualistic sacrifices, the heart of Maharaj Bharata was completely uncontaminated. His devotional service unto Vasudev, Lord Krishna, increased day by day, day after day. Lord Krishna, the son of Vasudev, is the original personality of Godhead, manifest as the super soul, Paramatma, as well as the impersonal Brahman. Yogis meditate upon the localized Paramatma situated in the heart. Jnanis worship the impersonal Brahman as the supreme absolute truth, and devotees worship Vasudeva, the supreme personality of Godhead, whose transcendental body is described in the Shastras. His body is decorated with the Srivatsa and the Kaustubha jewel and a flower garland, and his hands hold a conchal disc, club and lotus flower. Devotees like Narada always think of him within his hearts. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada. Lord Vasudev, or Sri Krishna, the son of Vasudev, is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is manifest within the hearts of yogis in his Paramatma feature, and is worshipped as impersonal Brahman by Jnanis. The Paramatma feature is described in the Shastras as having four hands holding disc, conchal, lotus flower and club. As confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Kechitsva Dehantar Ridaya Avakashare Pradesha Matram Purusham Vasantam Chaturbhujam Kanja Rathanga Shankha Gadadharam Dharanya Smaranti. Paramatma is situated in the hearts of all living beings. He has four hands which hold four symbolic weapons. All devotees who think of the Paramatma within the heart worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the temple deity. They also understand the impersonal features of the Lord and his bodily rays, the Brahman effulgence. So we'll also complete verse number 8, which is there for today. So read translation purport. Destiny fixed the time for Maharaj Bharat's enjoyment of material opulence at 1000 times 10,000 years. When that period was finished, he retired from family life and divided the wealth he had received from his forefathers among his sons. He left his parental home, the reservoir of all opulence, and started for Pulaha Ashrama, which is situated in Haridwar. The Shaligrama Shilas are obtainable there. Purport. According to the law of Daya Bhag, when one inherits an estate, he must hand it over to the next generation. Bharata Maharaj did this properly. First, he enjoyed his parental property for 1,000 times 10,000 years. At the time of retirement, he divided his property among his sons and left for Pulaha Ashrama. ॐ अज्ञान्तिनन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगदामय्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगारघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखावितं च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राते वृन्दावनेश्वरि वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna. So in these two verses and purport, the aspects of Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagwan is been revealed. Another aspect is about the way Supreme Personality of Godhead looks, his dress and attire has been described. So in Bhagavatam, there are so many places where this is described. Bhagavatam is the scripture which specifically deals about this. Otherwise, most of the scriptures deal Brahman or maybe Paramatma. But Bhagavatam tells that the highest level is Bhagwan. And it is described in 1st canto, 2nd chapter, verse number 11. Vadanti tat tattva vidas tattvam yad jnanam advayam brahmatmeti paramatmeti brahmeti paramatmeti bhagwan iti shabdyate. Learned translators who know the absolute truth call this non-dual substance Brahman, Paramatma and or Bhagavan. And then gradually in Bhagavatam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavan, Jai Bhagavan, Jai Gauravamabhya, all this aspects have been described. And the feature of the Lord is in personal form. It's been described so many places from Canto 2nd, Chapter 9, 3rd Canto 8 chapter, then 15th chapter, 20th chapter, 28th and then 10th Canto, 21 chapter, all this has been described. So to reach to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the easiest way in this Kali Yuga is the holy name. So we'll discuss something about that from Prema Vivarta book on the glories of holy name. So one day I thought Anuvindavan Prabhu will come for his pleasure and all the devotees' pleasure because he speaks most of the holy name. So we'll speak today on the glories of holy name, which he stresses more. And maybe he has a group of devotees who are chanting more than 64 rounds so many times. And 120, 192 rounds also. So for the pleasure of all the devotees, we'll discuss on the glories of holy name from various Puranas and books. So one day, Krishnadas broke his long silence and asked Lord Chaitanya a question in Kashi Mishra's house. If you will kindly permit me to ask, then please tell me about the unlimited and wonderful glories of the holy name, about which even Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma are unacquainted. Lord Chaitanya replied, the excellence of the holy name are like an ever-expanding shoreless ocean. Even Lord Krishna himself does not know the limits of it, what to speak of ordinary mortals. I will simply repeat what is written in the scriptures. If you listen with proper faith, you can be delivered from this distressful material world. The holy name is capable of dissolving sins and removing impediments. The name embalms sufferings and diminishes the detriments that are so characteristic of Kali Yuga. It redeems the unredeemable residents of hellish planets and nullifies the inevitable sinful reactions carried over from previous births. The holy name purifies offenses and is the quintessence of all transcendental activities. Quintessence means the essence of all transcendental activities. Shining more brilliantly than the Vedas, the scriptures declare that chanting is the highest spiritual activity, higher than making pilgrimages to the holiest of places. The holy name is omnipotent and benedicts the chanter with unimaginable good fortune. Its very nature is that it elevates one to the experience divine bliss. A chanter is no ordinary person, for he becomes worthy of the entire world's praise. The holy name is the only means of salvation for the fallen conditioned souls, and it is always worshipable, for it offers the much desired liberation, exalts one to the supreme spiritual abode, and blesses the chanter with transcendental love of Godhead. Sri Hari, the Shruti and the Smriti contain countless proofs of the holy name's sublime position. It is the supreme destination of all spiritual aspirations and the mainstream of the current of bhakti devotional service. So now, this is what is the essence, and now we'll describe the verses which describe all these things. So that the holy name destroys all sins. One of the inherent characteristics of the holy name is that it destroys all sins. Here first, the different authorities' conclusions on the subject. Take note of Ajamila, the example of a sinner who on his deathbed unconsciously called out Narayana, the Supreme Lord's name. The innumerable sins he had committed in countless lives were immediately absolved. Ayam hi krita nirvesho janma koti amahasan api yad vyaha vyajahare vivasho nama swasti ayanam hare. So Ajamil had already atoned for all his sinful actions. Indeed, he had atoned not only for his sins performed in one life, but for those performed in millions of lives. For in a helpless condition, he chanted the holy name of Narayana. Even though he did not chant purely, he chanted without offenses, and therefore he is now pure and eligible for liberations. So what do you speak of these sins? Even the most heinous sins like murder or killing can also be delivered by chanting holy name. So he described the most heinous offenses like murdering a woman, a king, a cow, a brahmana. So these are the people who the Vedic culture prevents or they give protection to. So someone who is being protected and if he's being killed, it's the most heinous crime. So it should be understood in this way. Taking intoxicants, cohabiting with guru's wife, betraying a friend, stealing, etc. are easily condoned simply by chanting the holy name. Once one is purified of his sins, he becomes attracted to Lord Krishna. In this way, the holy name guides the living entity to his penultimate spiritual goal. So this doesn't mean that one should commit the sins, but if he has committed previously, then he can be atoned by holy name. But if somebody chants the holy name and commits all these offenses thinking that the holy name will deliver from his offenses, then it will be a seventh offense, that doing sin on the strength of holy name. So that can be not be delivered. So the verse is Stena Surapo Mitradrag Brahmaha Guru Talpaga Sri Raja Pitrago Hanta Yecha Patakino Apara Sarvesham Api Agavatam Idam Eva Sunishkritam Nama Vyavaharam Vishnur Yatastad Vishaya Mati. So the chanting of the holy names of Lord Vishnu is the best process of attainment for a thief of gold or other valuables, for a drunkard, one who betrays a friend or relative, for one who kills a brahmana, or for one who indulges in sex with the wife of his guru or other superior, is also the best method of atonement for one who murders women, the king or his father, or one who slaughters cows, and for all sinful men. Simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Vishnu, such sinful persons may attract the attention of the Supreme Lord, who therefore considers, because this man has chanted my holy name, my duty is to give him protection. Penances and vows are insignificant activities compared to chanting. So somebody may say that I am observing so many penances, showing austerity, vows, fasting, giving charity is not enough. So he said no. Chanting cannot be compared to all the different austerities which we do, not for devotional service. So na niskriter uditer brahma vadibis tatha vishuddhayati agavan vratadibi yatha hari nama pader udharitis tad uttama shloka guno palambakam. By following the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies or undergoing attainment, sinful men do not become as purified as by chanting once the holy name of Lord Hari. Although ritualistic atonement may free one from sinful reactions, it does not awaken devotional service, unlike the chanting of the Lord's name, which reminds one of the Lord's fame, qualities, attributes, pastimes and paraphernalia. So, any austerity cannot be compared to chanting the holy name. So, first we saw that it can redeem us from most abominable offenses, and then we saw that any austerity cannot compare with the holy name. Now the second thing is, one may chant holy name with whatever mood he may be, maybe jokingly or seemingly or maybe unintentionally. What is of that? So it is said, even if the holy name is chanted unconsciously, joking, simply for entertainment or neglectfully, the most grievous sins are absolved, and he enters the spiritual realm of Vaikuntha, lying beyond the jurisdiction of Yamaraj, the god of death. So it is said, Sanketyam parihasam va sopanam hilam eva va Vaikuntha nama granam aseshaka harim vidu. So one who chants the holy name of the Lord is immediately freed from the reactions of unlimited sins, even if he chants indirectly to indicate something else, jokingly, for musical entertainment, or even neglectfully. This is accepted by all learned scholars of the scriptures. So anyways, if one chants the holy name, maybe jokingly, maybe musical entertainment, whatever it is, he may always be elevated. But this doesn't mean that one who is advanced platform should chant like this. So one who advances further should then go further into his sadhana and chant attentively. But this is one for one who is beginning, and anyone who chants the holy name can get the benefit. And therefore, one can chant the holy name without knowing its glories also, and others can also chant the holy name without its glories, knowing their glories, and this way he can produce Agyat Sukriti, and thereby he can benefit and gradually make his way back to Godhead. And this is one who chants inattentively. But what happens to one who dies accidentally? Like somebody may die because of snake bite, or maybe for an accident. What about them? So it's said that if one chants the holy name of Hari and then dies because of accident misfortune, patitas klita bhagna sandastas tapta ahata, such as falling from the top of house, slipping and suffering broken bones while traveling on the road, being beaten by a serpent, being afflicted by pain half year, or being injured by a weapon, one is immediately absolved from having to enter hellish life, even though he is sinful. Hari iti avsesha puman narhati yatana. So, and therefore, anytime if one is chanting the holy name at any point of time, so from the time of birth to the time of death, whenever one chants the holy name, whenever he gets an opportunity to hear the holy name, he will be benefited. Like we see, Prahlad Maharaj heard in his womb, Parikshit Maharaj saw Krishna in his womb, and he was searching and chanting the Lord's name. And in this way, somebody hears at the time of death, like Ajamila, just while he was going to die, he heard. So any point of time, the holy name works. And therefore, it is never late to chant or hear the holy names to start the devotional practice. Because sometimes we hear that holy names should be taken only at the time of death or at the old age. But it's not true. It can be taken from childhood and till the end, it is always beneficial. It's like a cake which we like. So from whatever we eat, from backside, front side, up and down, is always tasty because we like it. So holy name can be chanted at any point of time and any time. And whether one is knowing the benefits of chanting or not, still it is always useful. Like the fire, it burns anything. Even if a child doesn't know that the fire will burn, and unknowing put his hand, still his hand will be burned. Likewise, the holy name is always very, very beneficial to anybody. अज्ञानात् अथवा ज्ञानात् उत्तम श्लोक नाम यत् संकीर्तन अगनम पुंसो दहत एद यथानला. As the fire burns diegas to ashes, so the holy name of the Lord, whether chanted knowingly or unknowingly, burns to ashes without fail by the reactions of one's sinful activities. So this all we saw from Bhagavatam. So now we will see from other scriptures like Laghu Bhamaravita, Kurma Puran and Padma Puran, all other scriptures, what they have to say about the holy name. So Vartamanam tu yat papam yat bhutam yat bhavishyati tat sarvam nirdhati ashu govinda kirtanala. The holy name is the only real friend of the living entity. By chanting the holy name of Govinda Krishna, one easily approaches all sinful reactions that have been accumulated not only in this lifetime but also those of many past lives which are yet to mature into friction. So this is there in Laghu Bhagavatamrita. Sada droha para paro yastu sajjananam mahitale jayate pavano dhanyo harir namanu kirtanat. An offense committed against a saintly person, serious crime, and only by chanting the holy name of Krishna one can atone for it. So this doesn't mean that one should not first beg for forgiveness from the saintly person. But if after begging forgiveness also and doing service to him and trying all the other ways to please the Vaishnava, if he is not pleased, then one should innocently and constantly chant the holy name, and by this he will be absolved from the crime he has committed. So from Kurma Puran it says, the scriptures have amply described the various forms of Prayashchitta rituals for atonement of sins. However, all these ritualistic activities are inconsequential compared to chanting of the holy name. Vasanti yani kotis tu pavanani mahitale natan tattulyam yanti Krishna namanu kirtane. Further, the process of chanting the holy name has the power to eradicate all the accumulated and sinful reactions, and much more, so much so that the holy name can absolve more sinful reactions than one is capable all capable of committing. So one may say that we have committed more sins, and such sins we have committed that even Krishna cannot deliver us. So this is a proof that it is not so. Any amount of crime one commits, any amount of sinful action one commits, he will be absolved by chanting the holy name. So nobody should be unhopeful, and nobody should claim that I have no rights to chant because I have done so many sins. And therefore the mercy of the holy name should be given to one and all. Namno asya yavata sakti papa nirhana hare tavat kartum na shaknoti patakam pataka jana. It is impossible to commit such volumes of sinful activities in the age of Kali that cannot be eradicated by the chanting the holy names of Govinda. So anybody has faith, hope, and therefore we should be hopeful, not seeing the crime of the person but seeing the mercy of the Lord, which can absolve any number of crimes one has committed. And therefore, we should always be enthusiastic and always be hopeful. Further, tannasti karmajam loke vakjam manasam evana yanna shapyate papam kalo govinda kirtanam. The scriptures proclaim unequivocally that the holy name is the cure for all diseases. O residents of Vrindavana, I say it is true. Trust me, just chant the name of Govinda, Achyutananda, Krishna, chant the holy name out For Madhusudana, feeling from the heart with tears flowing from the eyes, and rid yourself of all material diseases and sufferings. Achyuta Govinda Namo Charana Bhashita Nasyanti Shakala Roga Satyam Satyam Vadami Aham. So this I state, it's true, it's true. So this is from Brihannaradiya Purana, that how chanting the holy name absolves from one from all diseases. Then from Brahmanda Purana, Mahapadaka Yukto Api Kirtayan Manisham Harim Shuddha Andhakarano Bhutva Jayate Pankti Pavana. Chanting the holy name constantly can purify even the most fallen sinner. And even if he becomes purified, he in turn is counted amongst the most saintly persons who can purify others by his association. So now, one was sick before, but after chanting he gets purified. And then he gets the potency of purifying others because of chanting the holy name. So in this way, the chain is being created. And this, because of this chain reaction, the holy name continues to deliver all the people from generations to generations. Then further, if one is more sick, one has the fear of powerful capital punishment. So one is so sick, he tries so many upcharas to be cured by Ayurveda, allopathic, homeopathic, and Reiki, and so many things today, acupuncture, and so many things have come now, cosmic healing, and so many chakra healing, and so many things. But if it doesn't get cured, so what will do? Mahavyadhi samachanno Raja Badhopa Pidita Narayati Samkritya Nirantanko Bhavenara. All dreadful fears and sufferings like severe sickness, the fear of capital punishment, etc. easily quelled by chanting Lord Narayan's holy name. So this is from Vahani Puran and again from Brihad Narayan Puran. How all the diseases, distresses, suffering and conditions in impossible situation can go by chanting the holy name. Sarva roga upashamanam, sarva upadrava nashanam, shantidam sarva arishtanam, harir nama anukirtana. The chanting of the holy name drives away all diseases, suffering, distressful conditions and inauspicious situations. So this is a cure to all material sufferings. And further, it happens while chanting the first holy name itself. It is not that it takes long time. Like if you want a degree and say that one takes admission in a medical field. So it's not that he will get a degree on the first day. He will get degree after fourth year of passing the medical exams, and if he clears very easily, then he gets a degree and then he can use his practices and then he can practice and then he can cure others. But doesn't happen with the holy name. As a strong wind disperses the clouds of gathering gloom and the rising sun's first rays dispel darkness, similarly chanting of the holy name contravenes against all calamities by his own unlimited potency. This is clearly explained by Srila Vyasadev in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sankir tamano bhagavan ananta shutanu bhavo vyasanam hi pumsam pravishta chittam vidnoti esesham yatho tamo arko Abhramaviti Vata. So when chanted first, it started its cure. And we have seen many devotees who come, many people who come, and they take their beads for the first time and start chanting, and they experience the bliss in such a way that they never leave chanting again. So from the first time it starts, it goes on and it goes on and it never then stops. When people generally properly glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, simply hear about His power, the Lord personally enters their hearts and cleanses away even every trace of misfortune, just as sun removes the darkness or as powerful wind drives away the clouds. So when the sun rays comes, the first sun ray drives away all the darkness. So like this, the holy name drives away all inauspicious on the life from one who takes. Further, if suppose one doesn't have such distresses, but one is poverty, one doesn't have money, one has hopelessness, he has so many diseases of mind, he is weak of his mind, he has so many fears, what will happen tomorrow if I die, who will take care of children, who will take care of my mother, father, who will take care of my property which I have, who will take care of so many things I have. One is fear, one is serious diseases. What will happen if I have diseases? And what will happen to me if I go through so many things? Like today in media and so many circles, it's going on that you have to be protected. You need protection, and therefore protect the community and do something for that. Otherwise, tomorrow what will happen, we don't know. So we claim that we are the bhaktas, and for us, Krishna gives only protection. His holy name gives us only protection, and we don't need anything else. He said, Artha Vishanna Sithilas Chabhita Ghori Shucha Vyadi Shu Vartamana Sanketa Narayana Shabdam Ekam Vimukta Dukkha Sukhino Bhavanti. A person deeply afflicted by poverty, hopelessness, despondency, weakness of mind, fear and serious diseases and distress can rarely see the redeeming rays of hope. But if he simply chants Narayana Hari, he will certainly be released from the intolerable misery and experience unlimited happiness. So this way, even the disease of mind, hopelessness can be relieved by chanting the holy name. And this we have also experimented with some devotees who told that after chanting, their disease of the mind has gone away. The holy name of Vishnu Krishna possesses incommensurable power and potency. By chanting the holy name, all evil spirits, ghosts, demons and monsters, etc. flee in fear, putting an end to the living entity's extreme repetitions. Chanting removes all insponsorious tribulations, hunger, thirst, confusion and so on. So somebody may say that I don't have this problem. I have the problem that the ghost is behind me. This is not that the ghost has entered the body. The spirits have conquered. There are demons, monsters, and there is so many fear of this. Then what is to be done? Kirtana Deva Devasya Vishnor Amita Tejasa Yaksha Rakshasa Vetala Bhuta Preta Vinayaka Dakhino Vidaravanti Sma Ye Tatha Anyecha Himshaka Sarva Natha Haram Tasya Nama Sankirtana Smritam Nama Sankirtanam Kritva Shuttit Praskalitadishu Vyogam Shigram Apanoti Sarva Anarthayama Samshaya. The holy name of Vishnu Krishna possesses incursion power and potency. By chanting the holy name, the evil spirits, ghosts, demons and monsters, etc. flee in fear, putting an end to the living entity's extreme repetitions. Chanting removes all inauspicious tribulations, hunger, thirst, confusion and so on. So after knowing all these facts about the holy name potency, if one is still in doubt about its efficacy, then he will not achieve any success in chanting. Another extra point about the holy name is the devotee must be aware that one receives the mercy of the holy name only by increasing one's faith and not by faithlessness, doubting. So the key element is faith. If one has faith that the holy name is the cure to all diseases and all material problems, then it will work. If one doesn't have faith, it will not work. And therefore, faith is the single component which helps one to come into devotional practice, then helps one to practice further devotional practice and help one to achieve success in devotional practice. This is the one only component which is required, is faith. So for Jnana Yoga and Karma Yoga, you need Janma and the Karma, that is where you have taken the birth and your previous qualifications, the gunas and all is required for doing all this. But for Bhakti, faith is the only component which is required till the first, and it will be required till the end. So if one has faith on the holy name, then we can see anything can happen. And we see in our Acharya's line also, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur or Srila Prabhupada, when they were met with ghosts and spirits and all the things, the bungalow was haunted by ghosts. And we see Bhaktivinoda Thakur also went to a place where he was being attacked by so many ghosts and spirits. He just read Bhagavatam or they just chanted the holy name, and this way everything was being settled. So, if one has faith, then everything can happen. If one doesn't have faith, then it's very difficult. And then, this was for Vishnu Dharmotara. And now from Skanda Puran, what will happen to the Kali Yuga, which is going so dreadly? We see people are killing everybody. We see we cannot have faith on any person. We see so many things happening which should not happen. And we think, why there is no Satyuga? Sometimes we think we should kill this rascal people. Sometimes we think that what is to be done? Why the police or the media or these things are not doing what is they are required to be done? And we see so much injustice is being done. So what is to be done? Kali kale kusharpasya tikshna damstasya mabhayam govinda namadanena dagdo yasyati yasyasti bhasmatam. I see that the Kali Yuga is black, poisonous snake with a gaping mouth and fangs. But please be unperturbed, dear devotees, and listen with faith. Once the holy name of the Lord is being chanted, it is like igniting a fire, forest fire, which will burn to ashes the poisonous snakes within the forest. So all the snakes within the forest will get eliminated if one chants the holy name. So again from Briya Naradiya Purana about this Kali Yuga. Hari nama paracha echa ghora kali yuga nara te eva krita kritas kritayas cha na kalir badyate hitan hare keshava govinda vasudeva jaganmaya itirayanti ye nityam nahi tam badyate kali. In this dark age of Kali Yuga, sincere devotees of Supreme Lord should leave aside all other means for liberation and take full chant of the holy name. This is their real responsibility and duty. There is unlimited bliss in chanting the different names of Krishna, Hari, Keshava, Govinda, Vasudeva, and Jaganmaya. For one who chants constantly with unflinching faith, he remains unaffected by the reverses of Kali Yuga because his heart has become purified by chanting. So, one who chants has nothing to fear. So, if one comes to us with the proposal that what are you doing? You're just sitting and chanting. Why don't you protect people and all? So, the holy name of Krishna is the biggest kavach one can have in his life and can protect anyone from anywhere. And we see from so many examples in Bhagavatam also, we'll take some examples like Prahlad Maharaj. So, Prahlad Maharaj was there in a place which was full of demons. One devotee and everyone else is demon. Nobody else, no association, nobody there, and everybody is there to kill him. With so many atheistic ideas, with so many words and so many weapons, and just they were just trying to kill him, but still he was strengthened and he won over because he was a devotee of Lord Krishna. So in this way we see Ambarish Maharaj who was being attacked, and we see every character in Bhagavatam who are apparently alone, but they have the best friend in the form of Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu, and they have been protected. And therefore, now also in this current Kali Yuga, we should have our companions Lord Krishna and nobody else, and we should have firm faith on him if we want to be protected. It's a tall order. I know it's a very tall order. We know that it's very tall. It's not so easy. But the scriptures proclaim, and based on the scriptures which we read today, it can be said that this is the only way, is the only way, is the only way. And that's why Prabhupada writes that there are no material impediments for one who wants to start spiritual life. And this is the only way by which one can be protected from all the calamities of this life. And we see from scriptures also like Yudhishthira Maharaj, when he was ruling the kingdom, there were no calamities, even there were no disturbance of his mind. The rains used to be fall at night so that the people can work in the daytime. So this was the state of affairs when everybody was very pious and they were very devoted to Lord. And therefore, it should be understood that this is the only way, this is the only way, and this is the only way. So, in today's time, it's said that 99% of people will go to hell because of the activities they are doing. Like killing in masses, having slaughterhouses, drinking, and doing so many activities which have. So for them also, yatha tatha hari nama kirtayanti sma narka, tatha tatha haru bhaktim uchvanto udvita yuta. An abominable sinner, fit resident of hell, can easily become a devotee of Lord by chanting Krishna's name. Thus he can enter into highest spiritual abode of the Lord. So one who is about to just enter to the hell can also be delivered by chanting the holy name. So prarabdha or unmanifested reactions of sinful activities committed in previous life can be contracted by only by means of chanting the holy name. So now karma yoga, gyan yoga can help in this lifetime. But what about the previous sins which have connected in so many different lifetimes, which we also don't remember and we also don't know? Like so many people tell that why do bad things happen to good people? And there's always a confusion of this karma philosophy that why I have to suffer, I have not done anything wrong, and so many things they sell. So nobody knows what one has done in the wrong in the previous life. And then they say that if I have done something wrong, why does Krishna doesn't remember me or doesn't tell me what I have done? I should be knowing what I have done wrong. So it's difficult to know, and we cannot know what wrong we have done. And there are so many prarabdha, unwisely directions of sinful activities. And this also can be counteracted only by the holy name. And nothing else can counteract this, the holy name. Apart from holy name, nothing else can counteract this. This result cannot be achieved by pursuing speculative knowledge or performance of future activity. In its fact, it is impossible to break free from the entanglement of the karma, results of action, without the help of chanting process. Final liberation, therefore, is unattainable through the other process. Says the kind of liberation the holy name offers is to the living entity will never again allow him to induce to perform fruitive activities, but will rather make him transcend illusion and the three material modes. So to transcend this three material modes also, that is rajogun, tamogun and even sattvagun, the only thing is to be done is chant the holy name without offenses. Nata param karma nibandha krintanam mumukshatam titha padanu kirtanat nayat puna karmasu sajjate mano rajastamobhyam kalilam tato anyatha. So this is from Bhagavatam, again chapter 6, Bhagavatam canto 6 chapter 2 verse 46. Therefore, one who desires from freedom from material bondage should adopt the process of chanting the and glorifying the name, fame, form and pastimes of Supreme Personality of Godhead, at whose feet all the holy places stand. One cannot derive the proper benefit from other methods such as pious attainment, speculative knowledge and meditation in mystic yoga, because even after following such methods, one takes to fruitive activities again, unable to control his mind, which is contaminated by these base qualities of nature, namely passion and ignorance. So we see so many Mayavadis and so many other people also, they start with the process of liberation and again they start then philanthropic activities because not attaining the highest bliss in the process. And therefore one should chant the holy name. And again, suppose again this verse comes in Bhagavatam about the person who is about to die, stupor, is in coma, and somehow he chants the holy name, then he can be out of the bonds of material world. And such liberation is unattained by other means. So if he does karma yoga, gyan yoga, ashtang yoga, buddhi yoga, whatever yoga does, this is unattainable. One cannot achieve. Because in all the other processes, one has to endeavor very hard. One has to use his own power. And in such circumstances, when one is in coma, one is accidental, if one cannot sit properly, what he will do gyan yoga? If one cannot remember what is it, what he will do karma yoga, gyan yoga, and other things, ashtanga yoga? Because this all requires bodily strength, which will go. In Kali Yuga, the characteristic is that one doesn't have the bodily strength. Man sumanda mandandya, manda bhagya upadrita. So, intelligence is gone, his fortune is gone, his bodily strength is gone. At the age of 25, 30, he looks like 80, 90 years old. And 50, 60, one tells that we have done with the life. I don't know when we'll go. So at that point of time, all other process doesn't work. But what works is, yan namedhyam miryamano atura patanskalan va visheshu grahan puman vimukta karmangala uttaman gatim prapnoti yakshyanti natam kalu shana. So terrified, about to die, collapses on bed, although his voice is faltering and is hardly conscious of what he is saying. So terrified, about to die, collapses on bed, voice is faltering and is hardly conscious of what he is saying. If he attains the holy name of Supreme Lord, he can be freed from the reaction of his spiritual work and can achieve the supreme destination. But still people of Kali Yuga will not worship the Supreme Lord. So this is the predicament of the people, that one will not worship the holy name. And then one more thing one should have that one should chant the holy name without envy, without offenses. Then, if one chants without offenses, then Krishna forgives our countless offenses which we have done, and then we can go back to it. Mama namani lokasmin shaddaya yastu kirtaya tasya prarabdha kotishu shamami evam na samshaya. This is from Vishnu Yamalaya. The holy name should be chanted with sincere faith, with devotion, and without envy. Krishna then forgives all his countless offenses. As for the unfortunate soul who does not believe in the holy name, the gates of liberation always remains close to him. So Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Eva Kevalam, Kale Nasi, Eva Nasi, Eva Nasi, Eva Kateh, Anyatha. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. So many religions proclaim that there is no other way. If you don't come to us, then you will suffer in hell. But actually, the holy name says the same, and others are just copying what is written in the holy name. And then, one may say, what if I don't profess properly? I say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, or Krishna Krishna, or some mispronounce, some pronounce, some has different aspect from Maharashtra to Bengal to so many places, China and all, they have different pronunciation. So what will happen to them? So disciplines that arise by pronouncing the Vedic hymns and following regular principles of ritual activities in regard to time, place and paraphernalia are all rectified by chanting the holy name. And thus, one experiences unlimited joy. Chanting is the most important of all spiritual activities, and if one takes shelter of the holy name, he will automatically achieve perfection in all devotional endeavors. So if one's tongue is twisted, one cannot chant properly. Like somebody chants Mara then because instead of Ram, still he will get the benefit. Mantras tantras chidram desha kalartha vastuta sarvam karoti nishchidram anusankritanam tava. So whatever we have done, whatever we have not done, any yagya, anything, is all rectified, all properly done, jai chanting the holy name. This comes in the 8th canto, 27th chapter, 16th verse. And this is quoted by none other than Shukracharya. There may be discipline in pronouncing the mantras and observing the regulatory principles, and moreover, there may be discipline in regard to time, place, and paraphernalia. But when your lordship's holy name is chanted, everything becomes faultless. And then people can ask, what about the Vedas, Rig Ved, Yajur Ved, Sam Ved? Are they not useful? Why we have written so many scriptures? What is the essence of so many scriptures? The holy name is the essence of Vedas and far superior to it. Anyone who doubts this faces constant misery. Pranava, the sound Om, is one of the Krishna's name. The Vedas have emanated from the seed sound Om, spoken first by Lord Brahma. One who continuously chants Lord Hari, Krishna's name, is considered to have mastered the four Vedas. So if one is not considered knowledgeable, one says that, oh, what you have done, just chanting the holy name, not read all the Vedas. So just chanting by the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. One has studied all the Vedas. Rig Vedo hi Yajur Veda, Sama Veda api Atharvana, Atharvana, Adhistasena Yoktavyam Hari iti Aksharam Doyam. Hari, just chanting Hari means all the Vedas have been read. So, and what is the essence of all the Vedas? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Iti Shorushakam Nam Nam, Kali Kalmasa Nasham, Nata Paratropaya, Sarva Vedeshu Dishyate. So, all the Vedas, if one reads, this is the conclusion of Vedas. And if one gets any other conclusion than this, then he has not actually understood the essence of Vedas. So this is from Vishnu Dharmotra, and then again from Skanda Puran. Because one may say that somebody may have read Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, but I don't have the capacity even to read. So what to be done? Somebody may say that, what is the essence, but I don't have the capacity also. What prompts you to undertake the tedious study of four Vedas, namely Sam, Yajur and Atharva? Simply go on chanting Govinda, Govinda. That is all required to achieve perfection. Ma richo ma yajus tato tata ma sama patha kinchana govindeti hare mama gayam gasyacha nityasa. So if one doesn't have even the ability to read the Vedas, still just by chanting the holy name, he can understand whatever is there in the Vedas very easily. There is no doubt about this. Then from the Padma Purana, even name of Lord Vishnu is greater than and more potent than the entire Vedas. Lord Ram's name alone is superior to 1,000 names of Lord Vishnu. Vishnu Rega ka naam api sarva vedaikam natam tadrik nama sarstena Ram nama samam samasmritam. So this is from Padma Purana. That the name of Lord Vishnu is potent than the entire Vedas. So if one reads all the Vedas, Puranas and everything, and one on the other hand chants the Lord of, name of Lord Vishnu, then the person who chants the Lord of Vishnu with faith, that is the one requirement that you say that he is superior than the person who chants all the Vedas and everything. So even Angutha Chhap person, we say na, that one who doesn't know anything can become a guru in Bhakti Marg. And this doesn't happen in any other processes. Any other process it will not happen. But in Bhakti it can happen, and this we have seen so many times and heard also. And then the final verse which we'll conclude with, because we have not completed even half of the things, so it's half is pending. But the final conclusion: Sahasra Namnam Punyanam Tir Avritta Tuyat Padam Eke Vritta Tu Krishnasya Namaikam Tat Prayachati. So the spiritual result one obtains from chanting 1,000 names of Vishnu 3 times is obtained by chanting Lord Krishna's holy name once. Dear devotees of the Lord, please continue to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This mantra consists of 16 names, perfect in every respect, and chanting this mantra gives the ones the highest benefit and perfection in spiritual life. So chant and be happy. So this is the conclusion of all the Vedas. This is the conclusion of all the Puranas. And this is the conclusion of today's verse. And today's way by which we can see the Supreme Lord face to face. And then we can see the dresses which he wear. And then we can enter his abode. And then we can chant his glories. And then all the other things follow. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. If somebody wants any comments, any thing to say, then we can take. Because I am not so qualified to answer any questions. So, Hare Krishna. So again, this is for pleasure of devotees and specifically for Anandam too. I thought who will come to his last day to send the holy leaves, you know, because he chants almost more than 64 rounds every day. And has come to inspire and inspire so many people to chant more than 64, 128 times, so many devotees are chanting. And every day he has a Zoom online which starts from morning 2 o'clock and ends so many hours which goes. And so many people from all over the world chant together. So for his pleasure and for the pleasure of all the devotees who have come, we are just chanting the whole name. हम लोग क्वेश्चन अभी ले लेते साइड में, ये इसको बंद कर देते. क्या 9 बज गए ना, 2 हो गए. नहीं हम लोग लेते, आप क्वेश्चन ले लेंगे. परीक्षित महाराज बहुत दिन के बाद आते तो परीक्षित महाराज से क्वेश्चन लेंगे तो क्या पूरा भागवत परीक्षित महाराज चालू हुआ. हाँ कौन सा वर्ष लेते ना, खत्म करते.